Bill O'Reilly here, Tuesday, May 4th, 2021. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening across our nation. President Biden admits more foreign refugees. Rudy Giuliani says the FBI is out to frame him. The mayor of D.C. bans dancing at weddings. 25% of adults say they will never get the COVID vax. Anxiety now keeping 4 in 10 Americans awake each night. Also ahead, climate change, boy, is it expensive. But first, the Biden administration quadrupling the number of refugees allowed into the USA. The cap will be raised from 15,000 under President Trump to 62,000. 22,000 slots will be allocated to people from Africa, 13,000 from the Middle East, 6,000 from East Asia, just 5,000 from Central America. But as you know, hundreds of thousands of migrants have passed into the USA in the first 100 days of the Biden administration. They are here illegally. The stats that I mentioned are legal refugees. Former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani accusing the Department of Justice of framing him after the FBI raided his apartment last week. Giuliani telling Fox News, quote, "The only lawyers they raid are lawyers for Donald Trump," unquote. The DOJ insists the search was part of an ongoing probe into Giuliani's alleged relationship with foreign agents. Washington Mayor Muriel Bowser allowing weddings to go forward. However, you can't dance, not even the twist. Mayor Bowser saying it's too dangerous to dance at weddings in the age of COVID. New poll from NPR says 1 in 4 Americans will never take the COVID vaccine. Young Republican men, the biggest deniers, with 42% saying no way they're going to take the medication. Medical experts estimate between 70 and 85% of folks need to be immune from COVID before the disease disappears. New survey from One Poll says that Americans are increasingly anxious about the next 24 hours, so-called next-day anxiety, causing 41% of us to stay awake all night. 61% say they've lost some hours of sleep due to stress. Respondents blame COVID, financial problems, and the hateful political climate.
Did you know every day is a perfect day for peace of mind? With American Home Shield Warranty, you are covered for unexpected breakdowns like leaky faucets or faulty water heaters. Choose a plan that fits your budget and rest easy knowing repairs and replacements are taken care of. Simply contact American Home Shield when an issue arises, and their trusted pros will handle it according to your coverage. Don't let worries about appliances and home systems weigh you down. Celebrate the reassurance of protection. Don't worry, be warranty. For 20% off plans, visit ahs.com/bill. For more details, see ahs.com/contracts for coverage details, including limit amounts, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product is being offered is a service contract and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty, which may be provided by the home builder or manufacturer.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. Big government spending to reverse climate change. As you know, President Biden is a big green guy. Now, calling him the jolly green giant would be immature, so I am not going to do that. But the total cost of Mr. Biden's Green New Deal and green infrastructure programs could be as much as $4 trillion, and that's taxpayer money. That's a lot of corn. Little reference to the jolly green giant there. Is it not? So, where will all that money go? Well, main goals include clean energy programs, construction of solar farms and wind turbines, elimination of fossil fuels, expansion of electric vehicles, creating charging stations everywhere, and making the entire economy carbon neutral by the year 2050. Also, there will be new spending on the Environmental Protection Agency, EPA. $11 billion for those people. Boy, they'll all get raises, I guess. New spending on the National Science Foundation, $10 billion. I don't even know what that is, but again, everybody's going to be living large there. The creation of the Environmental and Economist Justice Initiative. Again, don't know what that is, but it sounds very woke. How about a clean energy task force at the Department of Energy? $2 billion taxpayer dollars for that. Clean transportation, $621 billion. Now that is high-speed rail emanating out of New York City and in California. They've tried that in the Golden State. Hasn't worked, but they're going to try it again. $621 billion. Clean housing construction. Does that mean more mops? My house is clean. $213 billion for clean housing construction. Green jobs, $700 billion for green jobs. Research and development, $180 billion. Water infrastructure, $111 billion. Digital infrastructure, $100 billion. I don't know what that is. I don't know any of this stuff, but it's my money they're taking. Now, the world is getting warmer. That is a fact. But burning tax dollars is not going to help that. With trillions in earmarks, that means pet projects that are being funded by the federal government, you know the fraudsters will be very available in the coming years. The con artists love the color green, do they not? Now, no other country on this earth will spend close to $4 trillion on climate change. China is actually building more coal plants. So while American taxpayers pick up the enormous tab, the rest of the world does what it wants to do. The USA should lead the fight against pollution. We should do that. We have the best technology, the smartest people, except in government, where there will be massive waste. I'm Bill O'Reilly, and I approve the message by writing it. For more honest news analysis, please go to BillO'Reilly.com, and please check out my new book, Killing the Mob. In a moment, something you might not know.
Who is there for the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who is helping our nation's homeless veterans? And who is helping our nation keep its vow to never forget 9/11? I'll tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The foundation's In the Line of Duty programs honor our nation's heroes and their families. That includes its Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs. The foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year, dozens of golf outings and barbecues, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is helping to educate kids in kindergarten through 12th grade about our nation's darkest day, 9/11. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. This charity keeps its word and honors our nation's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, t.org.
Now, the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. Today, my 10th killing book comes out. It is called Killing the Mob, The Fight Against Organized Crime in America. I had a blast writing this book with Martin Dugard. Together, Dugard and I have sold almost 18 million copies of the Killing series. That is the most successful book series of all time. In fact, there is another killing book, number 11, coming later on this year. But Killing the Mob is going to, well, keep you up night. It will. And now I'm going to make you an offer you can't refuse. You have to buy this book because in it you will find out how the mafia helped General Patton in World War II. I didn't know this, and I wrote a book called Killing Patton, but we discovered it. There is a direct link between organized crime, the mafia, Italian gangsters, and George Patton. Where do you see this? Why J. Edgar Hoover, the FBI chief, refused to investigate organized crime. He wouldn't even admit it existed. Why Sam Giancana, the Chicago Godfather, wanted to assassinate Lucille Ball's husband, Desi Arnaz. This is an amazing story that we uncovered. I have never heard this anywhere. And finally, how Giancana, a vicious guy, helped John F. Kennedy become president. All of this stuff is in Killing the Mob. And we will tell you exactly what happened to Teamster leader Jimmy Hoffa, minute by minute. Final thing in Killing the Mob, which is out today, as I mentioned, there are no heroes in this except Bobby Kennedy. He's the guy that really took down the mob, or at least diminished their power. All the mobsters themselves, evil. Back in a moment.
It's another morning, and you're all set for work. You grab your coffee, head out the door, and your car decides today's the day it won't start. Panic sets in. You're not just late, you're stranded. Get ahead of unexpected car repairs before they strike with CarShield, the most trusted vehicle protection company. For almost 20 years, CarShield has saved millions of drivers from repair nightmares with low monthly plans that cover up to 5,000 major parts and systems, like pricey transmission and engine repairs, and check engine light mysteries. Visit CarShield today at carshield.com/Carlson. Plans include unlimited miles, 24/7 roadside assistance, help with flats, lockouts, and rental car options. Save 20% and get a free quote by visiting CarShield online at carshield.com/Carlson. Don't wait for the next surprise. Choose peace of mind with CarShield. Go to carshield.com/Carlson and save 20% today.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.